the launch of Nintendo 3DS, it's even at this stage, it's bigger than the launch for Wii. Why do you think it's captured people's imaginations so?
Well, probably a degree of that is the fact that the Wii has sort of paved the way and sort of brought gaming to the masses and more casual players. But there are some very strong stories about the 3DS in particular, which is the main thing is this 3D screen, but also the other sort of gadgets and technology that go alongside that that sort of support and back it up.
It's just so more interactive, if you like, isn't it? And I mean, before we talk about the 3D, I mean, I was looking at it, and as well, you could take a photo of yourself and have yourself like shooting tennis balls at yourself.
That's yeah, that's right. That's
isn't it?
The Face Raiders game is great fun. So you actually you use the cameras to see the space you're in, and then by moving the console around, you can sort of shoot these little balloons that pop up with people's faces on, and it can do that because it's got these tilt sensors inside it, so it knows which way it's facing. It's all very clever.
Tell us about the 3D, though. I mean, I always thought 3D, you had to have the glasses.
Yeah, and that's the sort of novelty here. Because the 3DS is handheld and it can be directed at one person, they can sort of fire a particular image at each eye without you having to wear glasses, which means then your brain just puts those back together automatically, and the image you see is then in 3D. So rather than looking at a flat screen, you're actually looking through a window on a little gaming world. It is quite magical, really.
And the circle pad adds even more to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, where previously you had the D-pad, this sort of cross-shaped thing on the left that would control usually running around directions in a game. The circle pad is an analog pad, which means it can be moved in a much more gradual way. So if you just want to move slowly in a particular direction, you can just move it a small amount. And also you can hit all the different angles rather than just up, down, left and right. You've got all the gradations in between.
I think a lot of gamers as well are going to respond to the Spot Pass feature as well. Tell us about that.
So you've got Spot Pass and Street Pass, which are the two sort of interactive modes while you're out and about. Spot Pass means that if you pass a particular Wi-Fi spot that's been set up, either in a shop or some sort of store, you can essentially download to your DS either demos of games or features for existing games. And then you've got Street Pass, which is a sort of a 3DS to 3DS feature where your me character in the games you've played, if you switch this feature on, is then shared with the people you meet. So when you get back home and you open your console, you have a nice little gallery of all the people you've passed in the street.
Why do you think? I mean, because the money, it's about £200, isn't it? Which is twice Kinect and a lot more than PlayStation, the iMove thing. But why do you think people are willing to pay that price for it?
Well, with Kinect and Move, that's just an add-on to an existing console. Whereas with the 3DS, it's everything you need is in one package. But also you've got the added benefit that because it's self-contained and it's portable, you can play it on the go. So for me, as a family gamer, I don't have as much time as I used to play video games, but I can get the 3DS out and play games just on the spot when I've got a few minutes and fit it in around my life rather than the other way around. And I think that's a big selling point.
So where can people find out more before they purchase their 3DS?
Well, I mean, the sort of details of the 3DS is all over the media. There is an official Nintendo site that's very good and has breaks down all the different features so they can sort of see exactly what's gone into the gadget.
It certainly seems that, you know, Nintendo with this, it's leaving Wii behind, isn't it, really?
Well, in some ways, or it's sort of taking it and making it portable. So whereas the previous DS, in terms of visuals, it was more like a generation ago, the 3DS takes those Wii visuals and sort of puts them in your hands and you can play them on the go. So I think people will still have their home console and that will become the space where you sort of share experiences with your family or friends or social group in a particular space. And then you have your portable console that you play on the go and out and about. And then you can connect that as well to other people who've got 3DSs.
How excited are you? I mean, my partner, he got out all his old Game Boys and all, you know, and he's kind of done a little row of them. So, you know, from the little brown ones right up to the big chunky one and just yeah. You know, and he's doing this. Oh, look how far we've come. It's quite exciting for people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it is quite a big step forward. And Nintendo are quite good at this. So just when you think that we've pretty much come to the end of the road where in terms of where games are going, they sort of bring a game changer to the table. And they've got a history of doing that. I guess what I'm quite excited about it is that it also brings with it that history so that you can play those old Nintendo games, not only your old DS games, but you can also use the Virtual Console feature to play those Game Boy games that that your friend was referring to there, but on the 3DS, you don't have to have that old technology, which is sometimes hard to get.